All-Star Theater Time from Coast to Coast, starring James Melton.
I will bring you music as swiftly as a dove. My song will fly.
Friendly fun and music with James Melton, David Brookman and the orchestra, our Sunday evening visitor, lovely Jane Lawrence, and our special guest, Edwin, the fire chief. Car owners, there's warm weather ahead. Protect your car now with the complete Texaco spring changeover. Your Texaco dealer gives cars the quality protection of Havoline, Texaco's premium motor oil, the oil that's 100% distilled to keep engines clean. He'll safeguard vital chassis parts with Marfac, Texaco's famous chassis lubricant. He'll see to it that the transmission and differential get the right seasonal lubricants. See your Texaco dealer now for a complete spring changeover. And now here is James Melton.
Thank you, John, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the year's repeating its old story again, and we come once more to its most charming chapter, April. It's time for simple songs for lovely new voices. And tonight we at the Texaco Star Theater are going to bring to you both. Our singing visitor tonight is a young lady whose voice is just as lovely as she is, Miss Jane Lawrence. And I'd like to start the proceedings with a Cole Porter song that's just as simple too as April, and it's called I Love You.
I love you, love the April breeze. I love you. I love you, the golden dawn agrees, as once more she sees daffodils. In spring again, and birds on the wing again, start to sing again. Song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me.
Lawrence to make her entrance here at the Texaco Star Theater. Welcome, Miss Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. Melton. Nice to be here.
Well, I'm mighty glad that in your first number here with us that I can sort of join with you in a little duet.
Going to be Lehar's ever beautiful Merry Widow Waltz.
No, I say not what I may not let you hear. Yet the swaying dance is saying
April Fool's Day?
Why, yes, John Reed, I did. And our fire chief, well, he's already getting in practice. I understand somebody sent him out to look for a left-handed microphone.
Well, I guess he didn't find it, for here he comes now with his left-handed version of Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, the fire chief, Ed Wynn!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, James. Now, the heroine, this is the opera Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan. The heroine of Pinafore, her name is Josephine. Yes, and she has a sylph-like figure. That is, no one likes it but a sylph. Well, she has a figure that is really out of this world. But if she'd put a girdle on, she might be able to get it back in again. Now, in the opera,
yes.
Little Dixie Cup enters with a lunch.
Wait a minute, Chief. Dixie Cup? You mean Butter Cup?
Well, this is the 1946 version.
Oh, wait a minute.
I thought that was subtle myself. However, Little Butter Cup, when you hear what she says...
What does she say?
She says, Josephine, for lunch you have some reg rub mill. Then Josephine looks at her bewildered. Says, what do you mean, reg rub mill? What do you think she says? She said that Limburger smelled backwards. That was a strong joke. Now, the hero, if you remember the opera, the hero Ralph, he's the sailor. He rushes in. Josephine says, I have just eaten some Limburger. And Ralph says, well, by gum. can't wait. But what a guy this Ralph is. This is very interesting. When Ralph was born, his parents were absolutely amazed. They were expecting a baby. Ralph, the hero, you know, Ralph is very, very bashful. First he kisses Josephine on the forehead, then he kisses her on the right cheek, then he kisses her on the left cheek. She says, keep scouting around, you'll find it. Isn't that good? Well, then Dick Deadeye, he's the villain, John.
Yeah.
Dick Deadeye, he hears this and he tells Josephine's father. Josephine's father is the captain of the good ship Pinafore. You know the opera?
Yes, I do.
Well, the ship Pinafore is really a baby flat top. It's really a safety pinafore. That's what it is. That was good.
That was very good.
Well, anyhow, Dick Deadeye says, Captain, your daughter has a secret. I know that she has a skeleton in her closet. The captain says, that's silly. She doesn't even know Sinatra. I love operas. Anyhow, the captain runs to Josephine's cabin. He says, daughter, you cannot marry the sailor. You must marry the admiral. The sailor says, I guess I'm in a tight spot. Listen to this.
Yeah.
The captain says, anybody who wears sailor's pants is bound to be in a tight spot. Isn't that good, really?
That's lovely,
gee,
lovely.
I get paid for this, you know. Anyhow, as the first act Caton comes down, you know,
yes,
the captain says to his daughter, says, Josephine, unless you marry the admiral, I will behead your sailor sweetheart. She throws her arms around the sailor and says, behead him. At last, dear, you will have your weekend off. Interesting. In the second act,
yes,
John, of Pinafore, the admiral, you know, that's the girl that the captain wants to marry,
yes,
his daughter. The admiral is boarding the ship, and he is so fat and heavy that when he steps on the deck, the whole ship lights up and says, tilt.
It's a beautiful version.
The admiral says, Captain, are you a pirate? Because I saw a skull and crossbones on the side of the ship. The captain says, skull and crossbones? That was my daughter leaning out of a porthole. I think if these jokes were laying end to end, I think they are at that. Suddenly a storm arises on the ocean. The captain hollers, take down the sails, take down the sails. The admiral says, are you taking down the sails because of the storm? The captain says, no, but look at all the white shapes we can make out of them. Then the ship lurches. The ship lurches. And the captain is excited. He yells, someone wire me to the mast. And the admiral, who is a Scotchman, wires him, collect. Ralph, that's the hero. He runs to rescue Josephine. He knocks on the cabin door. He says, it's Ralph. She says, who is it? He shouts, Ralph, Ralph, Ralph. And she says, I came here to wait. You say there's a dog barking. Sometimes they sound silly even to me. They escape. The two lovers escape. Now, Dick Deadeye hears this and he acts like a pig and he squeals on them.
Oh.
And when the lovers reach land, Ralph says, darling, here's the engagement ring. How do you like the stone? Josephine says, give me time. I just started to look for it. Well, after the wedding, he says, darling, can you cook? And Josephine says, I took two courses in cooking. How to make biscuits and what to do till a doctor comes. Well, 2 years later, she said, dear, before we were married, you used to give me a penny for my thoughts. He said, yes, and now I give you $50 to shut up. This is so true to life.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the last scene shows Ralph about to become a father. This is a beautiful scene, John.
Yeah.
The doctor comes out and says, it's a boy. Ralph smiles and says, have a cigar, Doc. The doctor runs out again and says, it's twins. Ralph is excited. He says, have another cigar. The doctor rushes out again and says, it's triplets. Ralph says, here's some tobacco. Roll your own.
Star Theater with James Melton, David Goodman in the orchestra, Jane Lawrence, and our special guest, the fire chief, Ed Wynn.
Our next song was a great favorite of the beloved John McCormick. Although a typical Irish folk song, Kathleen Mavourneen was written by an English composer who spent most of his life in America. And maybe that's why it's reached the far corners of the world and has become the gentle favorite of all of us over here. Ladies and gentlemen, here is John Reed King. No, it's not.
Wait a minute. Let me introduce John tonight, will you, James?
All right, Chief. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Reed King. This is him now I'm introducing. On tonight's program, he will be our guest star.
You're right, Chief.
That was a quiet introduction.
And car owners, you will find a demonstration of magnificent power, superb power, ready for you at your Texaco dealer's premium Sky Chief pump. For all of Texaco's intensive wartime research in developing improved firepower reaches its peak in today's better-than-ever Sky Chief gasoline.
I didn't catch the name of the product.
The result is smooth, surging, flexible power that will make you feel the difference in your driving. Yeah. With Sky Chief, you handle a car that feels alive.
Oh, pardon me for interrupting you, John, but speaking of being alive, when do you hear this? My uncle, you know, My uncle read in the newspaper that he was dead.
He was dead?
Yes. So he ran to the newspaper and said to the editor, you put in your paper that I was dead and I want you to take it back.
Well, what happened, Chief?
Well, the editor said, we can't take back the statement that you're dead. But in tomorrow's paper, we'll put you in the birth column and start you all over again.
I'll start all over again.
Isn't that good?
Car owners, with Sky Chief in the tank, your car is constantly alert. Yes. Instantly responsive to your every driving command, every minute you're at the wheel. You'll enjoy that feeling of driving luxury because today's better than ever Sky Chief is truly a luxury gasoline.
That white gasoline is like a red flag to the bull that's in me, you know.
Promise yourself this driving thrill, and you'll be proud, too, of the remarkably smooth, powerful way your car performs with today's better than ever Sky Chief. Get a tank full.
He sounds as if he had a tank full.
Remember, Sky Chief is your Texaco dealer's premium gasoline for those who want the best.
Yeah, well, I'll stick to my horse. Oh. I tried a car tonight just to bring me down to the theater.
Well, didn't you like it better than a horse?
What are you talking about? I was forced to park my car so far from the theater that I had to hire a horse to bring me the rest of the way.
Often helps a singer to greater popularity. And in turn, a singer can do much for a song. Such a combination is Day by Day and tonight's newcomer to the Texaco Star Theater, Jane Lawrence. The microphone is yours, Jane, and may the song gain new charm because of you. Seldom that the complete story of a drama of tragic love is ever compressed into a single song, and rare indeed is great popularity granted such a song. And yet few people, at having heard the haunting words and music of Chloe, can ever forget it. And I'd like to sing Chloe for you now.
Oh, gotta go where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are. I'll roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. I gotta go where you are. Oh, no place could be too far where you are. If no place can find you, if you live, I'll find you. I gotta go where you
next week, we're happy to welcome the very talented Miss Victoria Schools. David Brookman and his ox will be on hand. I'll have a few songs. And Edwin, the fire chief, is already weaving daffodils into the story of La Traviata. So we look for plenty of fun and music. Until then, friends, this is faithfully yours, James Melton, saying good night and see you Sunday.
Texaco dealers from coast to coast invite you to tune in next Sunday for another performance of the Texaco Star Theater and to drive in anytime. Remember, you're welcome. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.